in us. Jesus said here, unless a seed of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it reproduces itself many times over. God wants you to reproduce the life of Christ Jesus in other people's lives. This year is a great year to start that, if you're not already doing it, is to begin to believe that God wants to use you, that as you follow him, you die to yourself. We did a bit of that yesterday. We went into the town square and we started to tell other people about Jesus. Some people really enjoyed it, you know, hearing about it. Some people rejected it. But the great thing was we were able to tell them in love about Christ Jesus, about who he is and what he's done for us. And sometimes we have to die to that, die to ourselves, because our flesh doesn't like doing that sometimes. It's not always easy, but it's a great thing to do because we're witnessing for Jesus. And, you know, the Lord wants us to die to ourselves and live for him, because he wants us to reproduce Jesus Christ and his presence and his power in other people's lives. And the way that we do it is to live the life of the cross. In other words, every day we deny ourselves. Just come with me to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 10. And we're talking this morning about kingdom living. That just as Jesus died and rose again, he did so. He was one seed, but when that seed went into the ground and died, because of his death and what he's accomplished, it's meant that when we repent and turn to him and believe upon him and ask him to come, he'll put the power of his life and love inside of us. And so what happens is he reproduces the life of Jesus. So for me, even 2 o'clock in the morning, Jesus is there. Jesus is here, living in me. 3 o'clock, he's there. Can't get to sleep. Jesus is here. Right? That's how it was last night. I just kept on thinking and praying and thinking and praying. And because the presence of the Lord is here. We go out in our day-to-day to work. Jesus is living in you by the Spirit. His seed, his life is in you. And he wants you to reproduce his life and to witness to others so that life is literally transferred to other people as they believe and as they receive Jesus Christ. Does that make sense? This is our commission, all of us, that he wants to reproduce the life of the kingdom, not just in us, but in others too. And in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 34, it says, "You should not think that I've come to bring peace to the earth. On the contrary, I've come with a sword, and the sword is the word of truth, not to create a false peace by hiding the truth. The result of my coming," Jesus said, "will turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Sadly, a man's enemies will be the members of his own family." Now, that's not what Jesus wants, but he's saying that truth, when truth comes, it divides people between living in the false and living in the real. And so Jesus says, so anyone whose love for his father or mother is greater than his love for me is not worthy of belonging to me. That's a pretty strong statement. "Neither is anyone who's more love for his son or daughter than he has for me. Anyone who is not prepared to face whatever sacrifices are necessary to follow me is not worthy of belonging to me. Whoever tries to hold on to his life for himself will lose it, but whoever is ready to lose his life for my sake will find the real life that only I can give." What Jesus is saying to us, if you're a believer here today, and many of us are in this room, he's saying that we've got to deny ourselves daily and say, "Lord, not what I want, but what you want." And it's called applying the work of the cross in our lives. The Holy Spirit applies the death of Jesus in our lives. So every day there's something that we need to deny about what we want. In the Amplified Bible, it says it this way. It says, "Whoever finds his lower life will lose it." That's talking about just living in your selfish way, living for yourself. So whoever finds his lower life will lose it. "Whoever loses his lower life on my account will find it, and it is the higher life." So God wants us to lose our lower life. That's just living to please ourselves, doing what we want to do regardless. And instead say, "Lord, I want to do what you want me to do. I want to live for the cause of your kingdom. I want every day to live for you, Jesus. I want to serve you and put you first. And I want to live for the cause of the kingdom." And Jesus said, every time you do that and you deny what you want, but do what I want, there's a release of resurrection life and power. And I tell you, it works. And you know that too. That when you start obeying what God asks you to do, even daily, every day, listening to his voice and following what he says, when you do that and deny what you want to do, but then say, I'm going to choose to do what you say, Lord, I'm going to obey you, there's a release of resurrection life and power. And do you know, that's how we get to know Jesus closer and closer, by denying ourselves daily, right? Taking up our cross, which basically means denying ourselves what we want to do, but saying, Lord, I want to follow you. I'm prepared to follow you and sacrifice, because that's what the cross is. It's living a sacrificial life. I wonder how many of you today are living a sacrificial life. I'm not asking you to answer that. But I wonder how many of you are really living a sacrificial life. Or are we living a comfortable life for Christ? Are we living are we in our comfort zone, where everything is just okay? Everything is rosy, everything is comfortable, and Jesus is there as well. Or are we living in a way that we're living a sacrificial, that's a higher life. That, to me, that's the higher life. And I know this, I know that many, many believers are living at much lower level than we should be. And God's calling us today on this Easter day, saying, I want you to live in my resurrection life. I want you to live for the higher life, the life of my kingdom. And I suppose I've had a revelation of this in these last 4, 5, 6 months, of the power of the kingdom of Jesus that's living in me. And the more I get to grips with this, I thought, well, if I'm carrying the kingdom, I've got to give away to other people. If I've got the kingdom of Jesus, if he's living in me, then I've got to share this kingdom with other people. And so I've got to speak about the kingdom and release the kingdom and pray for the sick and believe for miracles and communicate God's love and his kingdom to others. And this is the higher life that God's called us, all of us in this room, to lift the cause of his kingdom. Right now, God's calling thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of young people in this nation to live for the cause of his kingdom. Not just become Christians, not just say, well, I believe in Jesus, but to then believe in Jesus and receive him and then live for the cause of his kingdom. Amen. To live a sacrificial life, to live sacrificially for Christ, by saying, no, I'm not going to live for what I want to do today or this season, but I'm going to live for Christ. I'm going to do what he says. That means we have to really commit ourselves to him. We have to dedicate ourselves afresh to the one who died for us on the cross. Amen? And I tell you, it's the most exciting, it's the most wonderful, it's the most awesome adventure that any of us could ever want, when we deny ourselves. You see, it's not hard. It's not hard to deny yourself. Not when the bargain is, you deny yourself and I'll give you all that I've got. You deny what you have and I'll give you everything I have. That's what the Lord's saying this morning. It's called living the kingdom, living in the resurrection life and love and power of Jesus. And if you're living a lower life, God's saying today, come up here, come up higher. Remember, Apostle Benjamin last week, he brought that word to us as a church. Come up here in the book of Revelation. Come up here where I am. If ever there's a time when the church needs to stop its selfishness and come up here to where Christ is and start living sacrificially for the kingdom, it's now, it's today. If ever this nation needs to see hundreds of thousands of Christians out in the workplace, in their communities, in the church, outside of the church, declaring who Jesus is and making him known, not in a stupid way, but in a powerful way, demonstrating his love with healing miracles, it's today. And God's calling us to this higher life, my brothers and sisters. He's calling us to a higher life. Do you want this higher life? Yes. That was some of you. And God's calling all of us to live the higher life of his kingdom. There's a principle of the kingdom of God, seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. Everything to do with God has at the back, seed time and harvest. God wants you to produce a harvest. And as you put your seed, your self-life, into the ground, that's the lower life. The higher life, the resurrection life of Jesus is released inside of you. Every time you deny yourself and say, Lord, I choose your way, the resurrection life of the Spirit is released within you to serve him and to produce a harvest. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet, shall we? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift your hands to the Lord this morning. Just offer yourself afresh to the Lord this morning. Just before we break bread and drink the cup and share resurrection life, communion together. Unless the seed of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains just a single seed. I don't want my life just to be a single seed, do you? I want my life to reproduce the kingdom of Jesus. Don't you? Do you? Is that what you want today? Yes. To reproduce the life, the resurrection life of Jesus through your life. Yes. And God wants us not to be living for the lower life, that's the self life, but to live for the higher life, that's the life of the Spirit. That's the life of that Jesus gives to us today. If this seed dies, it reproduces itself many times over. Anyone who lives his life for himself will lose it. But anyone who hates the idea of living in the world for himself will inherit eternal life. So whoever chooses to serve me must follow me. Where I choose to go, my servant will also go. And my Father will honour all who serve me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you this morning, Lord. I can't pray your prayer this morning, but if you just want to rededicate your life to Christ this Easter time and say, Lord, I want to live for the cause of your kingdom. Just say that to him right now. Just say that to the Lord. Just rededicate your life. Remember his sacrifice for us. And he's saying today, will you rededicate your life? For some of you today, rededicate your life for the cause of the kingdom. I want to have kingdom living at the heart of everything I do. I want to be living for your kingdom in the workplace. I want to be living for the kingdom where I live. I want to be living for your kingdom, Jesus. Out in Crawley, Horsham, East Green, wherever I live, wherever I go, Lord, I want to live for, you, for the cause of your kingdom. There's no one better to serve than you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So just this morning, just offer yourself afresh to him today. Let him come and take control. Just let him come and take control of your life today. And say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus,
today,
I want to live for the cause of your kingdom. I deny myself.
I choose to deny myself.
Not what I want, Lord.
Not what I want, Lord.
But your will.
Your purpose
in my life.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come afresh.
Today.
In your resurrection power
and life.
Fill me, Lord.
Flood me.
Overflow me
with your love.
I want to live for the higher life.
Kingdom living.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.